Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio on the Tech of Sports this week, and great to be joined. I was at CES, and I'm sure Mark was too, but just couldn't get together, so joined after the fact. But better late than never with Mark Prowse, ChargerGoGo COO, and as charging phones and devices has become a big part of our lives, a part of the problem is the ability and the places to charge them haven't really kept up with the trend, and joined by Mark to talk more about that today. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for the opportunity, Rick. Love talking about this wonderful solution we have here, so thank you for the invite.
Yeah, important member of ChargerGoGo. You're a veteran of the hospitality and events industries, Mark. No better person to to talk about this, and kind of tell us where ChargerGoGo is right now.
Well, ChargerGoGo has actually originated, the product actually originated in China. There's about a million units already deployed, what we call POIs, the points of interest, and so that has brought Jun Zhao to come to the United States, and at first she came to New California into the LA area and opened up shop, and quickly realized because of COVID and some other things that I will talk about that it was very, very important to come to a place where it could exploit this product very quickly. And that was, she moved the office to Las Vegas in March of last year. So relatively young to the market. In that period of time, she had deployed about 100 units in LA, and about another 200 by the time I came on. So I came on the very first part of the year, and it's just been super exciting these 3 weeks I've been there. Of course, I dove right into CES, and Rick, you and I missed each other, but certainly we're already deployed at the convention center as well. So, and we'll talk about some of the other places, but relatively new to the market, but there's a whole reason why we're here in Las Vegas, and that is because of the entertainment industry, and because it's a very meeting-centric industry, which are two of the verticals that we want to move into as top priority.
Yeah, conventions, events, sports, and the fact that Vegas is a place where your phones seem to drain quicker, so hate to see that low battery charge indication, but you guys are deploying and helping people.
Yeah, I think that's the real key. Is the key words that I've landed on in considering this opportunity and where ChargerGoGo is, and this crossroads in my career was really the word untethered. I think is the best way to really consider it, and probably the other one is, cell phone separation anxiety. You just mentioned that, but as we go through our daily walks of life, that's really what it comes down to. Now, I'm a veteran of the entertainment industry, as you highlighted, 27 years at MGM Resorts, most recently as their Senior Vice President of Entertainment Operations, running 38 venues worldwide. So I have a huge contact list and reference point to entertainment, but also the meeting industry as we've gone through the various years. As I've attended events across the world, some of the things that really come into play is you get caught, as I would say it, which is you're not standing there with a charger in your pocket or your purse, typically. You might if you planned ahead. But many times we get caught. You're on that Zoom call or multiple Zoom calls longer than you thought in a day. You're playing on your game, your social media, and then the dreaded bars come up that say you are drastically about to lose your phone. People panic when it's safety and security, especially when you've got a babysitter at home and you're in an event, or connectivity is very, very necessary for that next important business call. And yes, we are filling a need where people can approach one of our units, download a QR code, quickly verify through a two authentication system that you are who you are. If you have Apple Pay in there, you've already put your face in, you literally punch the button, and then you unlock, and it pushes out a fully charged battery. It will only deploy a fully charged battery. That battery has makes you fully mobile. You can go anywhere you want with it. It's $1 to unlock it. It's $1 per hour to charge. You can get a full charge on your phone within an hour to an hour and a half if you're completely dead. And you can walk back and put it right back in the device. Or you can literally go onto the app and you can see where you can return the other device. So if you rented it in My Arena in the past, you could then carry it to the airport, put it in there if you forgot about it. Or you can get in an airport, fly on a plane where they don't always have places where you can plug in, and return it to the next airport. That's our goal, is to fully deploy it, just like you would see a red box at Smith's. You can return it at McDonald's the next day, same type of network we're creating.
Yeah, kiosk driven, and people are becoming more accustomed to that, I think. How are customers reacting and taking to this?
Well, let's talk about the B2B part first. In three weeks, I've given myself a personal goal through my contacts to have approached and or deploy in every single arena in this panel. We got a lot of them. And literally we deployed at Grand Garden Arena. We have deployed at Park Theater. I just got back from the deployment at Mandalay Bay Event Center, which is now the Michelob Ultra Arena, where the WNBA play. We're deploying at South Point Arena in the middle part of February. We're still working with Allegiant Stadium. We're still working with the Bellarmine Center, which is where the Silver Knights play. And we're still working with T-Mobile Arena because of the T-Mobile piece, but we feel like we've got solutions for each of those areas.
Right.
So each of those people, B2B, as I have approached them, our VP of sales has just come on as of this last Monday. He came to us as an executive from Coca-Cola, and he's working on full deployment. But the people that I've approached B2B, is the word they use is no-brainer. And the reason why they say that is because we've tried to make this a completely business and operation frictionless environment, meaning that we're not asking you to necessarily buy the units. There's a model that I'll discuss here in a minute where you can buy them, but on a consignment stance, we can just put them in there and fully deploy them. Then we share 70-30 revenue with you. 30% of the revenue goes to the host. There's a host app where you can track your own placements inside of your own building, and then you can literally as your revenue, you can push the button and you get paid. If you decide to buy the unit, it's 80-20 split, 80% to you and 20% to us to maintain the units, and then there's a referral model too, where you get 10% for one full year for anybody you refer to this. So it's you don't have to pay for the units. You revenue share with us on the battery charge 70-30, and you revenue share for us separately with us on that 70-30 on the ad revenue on the TV screens. So it's kind of a no-brainer. What I said to the Legion Stadium folks the other day is, if you don't want them, you don't like them, we can redeploy them in different places and test it together. But we'll come pick them up from you. We're not asking you to sign multiple-year contracts and lock you into something, a solution you don't want or you don't need. But we are 100% confident in this. We own our own supply chain directly out of China, where they're made. And we're looking at building them here in the United States as well. Until we get to that scale, we have our own supply chain. And nobody else can say that in this space. So it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it really used the word no-brainer. It really is a no-brainer, and we're not even at critical demand for people that are needing devices charged yet. So this is going to go nowhere but up. I've been a proponent of this for a long time. ChargerGoGo.com, and I know you're busy, and you're going to keep getting busier.
Rick, and we just appreciate the time to get out here and tell everybody about this charging solution, because nobody likes to be tethered. Nobody likes to have the separation anxiety from their phone in today's environment, and we feel like we actually have a critical solution that what's the basic marketing rule that I learned in college? Find a need and fill it. And I think we've found a severe need, and we're filling the need.
You definitely are, and we'll direct everybody to the show notes and chargergogo.com. And looking forward to seeing where this goes in the next year. Nowhere but up. And Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thanks. So maybe let's try 6 months. We'll repeat this thing and show you where we've been.
That'd be great.